like to hunt quail, and they, all the dogs we kept were bird dogs.
And a short dog or a small dog like that makes a lot of noise.
Well, we never had anything but bird dogs.
I was wondering about the term
fice. Yeah, well, there's a fice. But we didn't fool with anything but bird dogs. Some of the neighbors now were like to hunt foxes, and they had hounds, but we never had a hound. My dad never was a fox hunter. He loved to hunt quail, and he and my uncles, so we always kept some nice bird dogs.
Do you remember as a boy what you'd say to a dog? Put him on another dog, or what you'd say to get him?
Sick him!
Sick him.
I remember that sicking. I wonder why we sent one of our little niggas out to the store one day, and he came back and said, "I can't go that road no more." I said, "Why?" He said, "I passed a house down the road, and they told me the next time I passed by here, they're going to stick a dog on me." So I'd have to go a different way. Stick a dog on me.
And if a dog acts a bit of man,
you
say that man got that
dog bit.
Earlier, how about a cow going to have a calf? What is the term for that?
Cow, well, it would say she was going to drop a calf in a certain date. Drop a calf. Mm-hmm.
And you remember the calls that you would make to cows and to calves and mules and horses?
I remember how they used to call the hogs. They'd call hogs, you could hear them a mile. As far as the cows concerned, we just drove them up, get on a horse and drive the cows up. But most of the cows would come in without being driven up. Now, sometimes some wouldn't, and you'd have to go look for that cow. But most of them at milking time, they had calves, and they would come in of their own accord. They didn't have to be driven up. But sometimes one wouldn't come. We'd have to get a couple of boys on horses and go out in the pasture and find and drive her up. But that didn't happen often, because most of them would come up to their calves at night.
Remember this call that they would make?
Call the cows.
Call cows or pigs.
Yeah, I remember the pigs very well.
Whoo pig.
Oh boy, we had one nigga you could hear him by. Whoo pig. We didn't call the cows. They would come of their own accord, because as I say, they all had calves. And
how about the horses and mules?
Oh, all of them are named, sure. Every horse. My grandfather's two carriage horses were named Prince and Dick. A couple of Matt Bays that drove to the carriage. Prince and Dick. They were fast trotters.
How do you call them sheep or chickens?
We had different ways to call the chickens. I know one thing, my mother would take a bucket of feed out and she'd hit on the bucket with a piece of metal, and those chickens would come to that. And they would go out and call them. Chick, 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 and they'd come up to feed them. But she would hit on that bucket with something, and the chickens would come running.
You mentioned the cow lows. What did you have? What name did you have for that quiet sound the horse makes?
They would neigh and whinny.
And whinny.
It was a neigh and a whinny.
And which is the loud one, which is the soft?
Well, a whinny was a soft one. You know, just soft. But a neigh was pretty loud.
Did you ever hear a knicker?
Yeah.
What is
just knicker? a little knicker. Yes, so, not very loud.
Same as a whinny.
About like a whinny.
And when you go riding, tell me what you recall about riding horses as a boy. Your first horse, did you ride bareback or did you?
My father put me on a horse. I couldn't have been over 2 or 3 years old the first time he ever put me on a horse. But I got to be a good horseman. And breaking the new colts and horses was quite an event.